Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We want to lift you up and glorify you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, and we want to exalt you on tonight, God. We want to give you any and everything that's down and inside of us, Lord, that we may be able to get into a place of praise and worship, that we may be able to lay at your feet, Lord, that we may be able, Father God, to be comforted by your love, Lord. We're coming to you right now, God, and we're just emptying out every worry, every care, every concern, every problem, Lord. We're giving it all to you right now, God, because we don't want to hold on to these things, God. We don't want to put these things down in our treasure box anymore, God. We want to open it up right now, God, and we want to empty it out. We want to remove all the clutter, the dioko sana. We want to remove all the dioko shia. The tabia kasane de loko shana. Oh, God, we want to empty out kasane de loko shia. Because we don't want to hold on to this stuff anymore, God. We want to give it to you because we know that you care for us. We want to give it to you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. We know that you can settle some things on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, we're casting all our cares on you because we know that you care for us, God. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we write down all this stuff that's heavy on our hearts and a strain on our brain. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we're giving you those things that's hidden down inside of our hearts that we don't even talk about, God, that we're afraid to address, Lord. We're emptying the yakashia. Because we want to make room, God. We want to make room for you that you may be able to enter in. We want to make room, God, that you may be able to come in, Lord. So we're giving it all to you right now. That situation that's going on our jobs on today, Father God, that causes us to be in a place of fear of losing our job, God. That we are not performing the way that we should, Lord. That situation that's going on in our marriages, Lord. We want to give it to you on today because we have no control over it, God. That situation that's going on in our finances, Lord, that we don't even know what to do next, Lord. We are kashane de loko siya. That situation and that problem that's going on in the schools with our children, Lord. We want to even give you that because it's concerning us on today, God. That situation that's rumbling down in inside of us, God, that's causing us to still be in a place of bondage for that hurt in our past, Lord. That thing that was performed that violated us when we was a child, God. That situation that causes us, Father God, to be traumatized. We're giving you all these things on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle them. We know that you can fix them, Lord. So we're going to give it to you right now, God, because we know that you are able, God, to fix it. Work it out for us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that crossed that threshold on tonight, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would get them the courage to face some things, confess some things, talk about some things, release some things, Father God, without any anger or bitterness, Lord, without any animosity in their hearts, Father God. Let them enter in, Father God, in expectation for something new and a change, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not come with an attitude or even get offended by things that is said, God. I'm asking you to reveal and expose some things on tonight, Father God, that we may be able to face these things, Father God. I'm asking you to give us a heart to take accountability on tonight, God, for some things that we have did, performed, said, thought, or even acted towards one another, Lord. And then I'm asking you to give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness on tonight, God. Even if it's something from our past, Lord, sever the soul ties and even the old ties on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sever that spirit of degrading and segregating ourselves on tonight, Lord. I'm asking you to elevate your people, Father God, that they will become more spiritually mature. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you will remove them out of that incubation state, God, that they would not miscarry that very thing that you are birthing inside of them. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will remove the hardness of the heart, and give us a heart of flesh, circumcise our hearts on tonight, God. that any and everything that you say will stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Lord, you know some situations that's going on even in our families on today, Lord, that we have no control over and we wish that we could change them, Lord, but we need to change within our own selves in order for the situation to change. Lord, give us a heart to accept your truth, God, concerning our actions and our thoughts on tonight, Lord. Give us a heart to accept your truth in your word, Lord. Give us a heart on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to accept that we can receive any and everything that you desire to bless us with, Lord. I'm asking you right now to sever that spirit of jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head. Remove that comparison spirit on tonight, God, and that pride and that haughtiness. Remove that daintiness on tonight, Father God, and even that spirit of agitation and frustration, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to feel as if we have to defend ourselves or justify our actions or even our ways, Lord, but help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to simply outpour these things that got us in a place of bondage, Lord. I'm asking you to loose the chains and break them on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people will not be in a place of fear. Sever that spirit of fear on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let your people know that they are valuable and that they are worth. They have worth. They are worthy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, in any and any and every situation, Father God, that is going on, Father God, even hitting in our minds and our thoughts, Lord, I'm asking you to stabilize our thoughts on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not lean to our own understanding, thinking and believing of things, God. Remove any shame, embarrassment, fear, and any compromising or hesitation. Sever that spirit of lying and dishonesty on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to help your people to shake off all these things, Father God, that is holding them, God, and they are continuously keeping this stuff dragging along the balls and the chains, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on tonight, God, that we would even stand in a gap for one another with a pure and sincere heart. I'm asking you to purify our hearts on tonight, God. Sanctify our hearts on tonight, God. That your will, your purpose, your plan, your destiny that you have already designed and predestined for each and every last one of us individually, Lord, that it will be performed. Let us embrace our divine destiny, Lord, and understand that we are helpers one to another, God. Help us on tonight to be unified, Lord, in one mind and on one accord. Lord, I'm asking you right now to outpour and spill your spirit inside of this place on tonight, Lord. Let your glory train be in here, Father God. Come and see about your people. Suck with us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He'll deliver and set us free, God. That your will and your purpose and your plan, Father God, will be performed in this place, Lord. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's on the way, God, and kept your angels around their cars that they will be making here safely, Lord. And the ones that desire to come and care, and even the ones that need to come and won't. Lord, let us have the right attitude on tonight, Father God, that we will not have a nasty disposition and a demeanor towards one another. Help us, Father God, to be more mindful of our ways and actions and even our verbiage towards one another. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we need, Father God, in any and every area of our lives on today, Father God. And I'm asking you to sever any and everything, every thought, and every spirit that is not like you on tonight, Father God, that your will, your purpose, your plan will be performed in this sanctuary on tonight, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.